This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Depending on where you live today, you may find your favorite restaurant or other establishment closed. Workers in Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, New Jersey, and other regions are protesting as part of a campaign called A Day Without Immigrants. Immigrants make up more than 15% of the U.S. workforce, and new policies aimed at immigrants, both documented and undocumented, can have economic effects. Marketplace's Rima Kreis has more.
On most days, Bar Pilar, a restaurant in Washington, D.C., has a staff of 15 people. Today, it'll be more like three. Aaron Edwards, who's in charge of operations, says the restaurant supports workers who want to protest.
We were just like, you know, we'll just make it work.
Edwards will be tending bar, but no one will be mixing drinks at Alfredo Solis's two D.C. Mexican restaurants. They're closed today. Solis says he wants to send a message.
For restaurant business, it's already hard to find good stuff, you know. They're going to make it harder for us to find the stuff.
Maria Fernanda Cabillo is with the national immigration movement Cosecha, which is organizing a similar protest in May.
The strongest power that the immigrant community holds is our consumer and labor power.
Cabillo says immigrants need to exercise that power, even if that means taking some hits. Andy Shalal owns six restaurants in the D.C. area. They'll all be closed today.
Well, financially, it's a huge impact. We are a very busy restaurant. We serve thousands of people a day.
But he hopes his customers will support his decision and choose to come back. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.